Hey everyone, Jay Wong here. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, I wanted to share this special episode for each and every single one of you. I know as everyone is thinking of their significant others or maybe being in relationships, or maybe you're just resenting the fact that maybe you want to be in a relationship and you're not. And I know this is not necessarily the normal quote unquote topic that we cover on this podcast and on this YouTube channel, but this was something that I was recorded a couple weeks ago with my girlfriend, Francesca. And for those of you that don't know, she has an amazing community, an amazing channel that talks all about makeup, beauty, lifestyle, and it is all in Italian. So if you're listening to this or you're watching this, you want to improve your Italian, or you're just interested to see what a beauty YouTuber in that space creates, feel free to go and subscribe and check out some of her videos, and we'll be sure to link to it all below. But before you dive into the episode, I wanted to give some context to this because we talked a lot about different aspects of our relationship. We talked about communications, we talked about high performance, we talked about jealousy, and we talked about, you know, how we met and how we really run our relationship. And maybe you could take some of these aspects and incorporate it into your life, because by no way are we experts, and you know, we don't ever consider ourselves relationship experts, and really we're just sharing from what works from our perspective. And so I'd love for you to dive into this. I'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts. And of course, you guys could, you know, let us know in the comment section below. And if this is something that you're interested in, if this is something you want to see more of, please let us know. And we will certainly take that into consideration in terms of our creation paths and what we can create down the line for you guys. So without any more delays, here is the interview with Francesca, my girlfriend, and I talking about relationships and high performance couples.
Ciao ragazze e ragazzi, nuovo video. Come vedete, un ospite speciale, ovvero Jay con me, ovvero il mio fidanzato, e l'ho convinto oggi a fare il boyfriend tag e venire sul canale. Alla fine, all'inizio ero convinta di fare il boyfriend tag stile vecchio YouTube, ma poi ho chiesto di farvi alcune domande su Instagram e le vostre domande sono fantastiche, quindi mi sa che si trasformerà da un boyfriend tag a più rispondiamo alle vostre domande. Ovviamente io ora switcherò e inizierò a parlare in inglese perché Jay parla pochissimo italiano, ne parla un pochino, però ovviamente non può fare un video tutto in italiano, quindi ora noi parleremo inglese ma io metterò i sottotitoli, così in caso voi non capiate l'inglese eccetera eccetera, non vi preoccupate, una soluzione per voi. Quindi senza perderci troppo in chiacchiere, we should start.
Sì.
For starting, let's start with like the most like common question or like question has been asked a lot, and I think it would be a great start. Yeah. And the first question is, where do we meet and when?
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. We met Shanghai, China, February 8th, fourth floor building to the back of East China University.
In which year?
2014.
Yes.
The answer.
I just wanted to say this because I feel like maybe a lot of people don't know us, or like they don't know everything. Some
people that don't know us.
I know.
What?
Incredible. But I kind of like wanted to start with this one, which is a really general question, but now we're gonna go into more the juicy questions. So let's get started. You guys have asked a lot of questions.
Should I read one for you?
Yeah. No, it's like I'm gonna read it and then we're gonna answer to both of them.
Okay, we're both. Ladies first. Giuliano Medda.
Okay, I think her name is Giulia. Anyway,
Giulia.
Non ti pesa non poter parlare l'uno con l'altra la propria lingua originale?
Why don't we do this? For context of this question.
Yes.
Before we even answer the question, how many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak Chinese, English, Spanish. An Italian. Four.
Okay. Now ask me.
How many languages do you speak?
Three.
Okay.
So English, Cantonese,
yes.
And Mandarin.
Yes.
So out of those languages, the reason I think it's good to start there,
yes.
We have two languages in common.
Yes.
Right? English and Mandarin.
Yes.
Right? So I think to answer the question, it depends on the context of the situation, right? Yeah. Meaning, do you remember we had a summer vacation with my parents and your parents?
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God, that was an adventure. Yes. Like,
because, you know, your parents, they don't speak English or Chinese, for example, right? They speak Italian.
Yes.
And my parents barely speak English, right? Like, they try. Yeah. And they speak predominantly Cantonese and Mandarin. Mm-hmm. And so, guess what? We were in the middle.
Trying to translate
this joke from over here to over there. So I think given the context, I mean, maybe that could be frustrating, you know, at times, right? Where you want to be able to share a joke or something, a sarcastic type of statement, and you can't do it given the amount
fact
of
that, like,
the language that you lack, right? But I think between me and you,
It's more than fine. And sometimes we do have some maybe like argument, if we can say, because, like, of course English is not my first language and we speak like predominantly English together.
Right.
But sometimes maybe like the way I speak or like the way I say in Italian, they mean a totally different thing, or maybe like the tonality in Italian, it means a totally different thing, and in English means something else. So like maybe like there is a little bit of argument on that, but other than that, it doesn't really bother us. Like the fact that like we both speak like English, and I mean, Jay's first language is English, so I'm the one speaking, not my original language, between the two, right?
Right. One thing that we work on a lot is over-communication.
Yes.
Over-communication.
Important. Yeah, it's really
because
important.
Whatever I think just in general, whatever people believe is good communication is typically lower than what you need. So let's just go overboard.
Yes.
Let's just over-communicate a lot of things, and that helps, I think, in the grand scheme.
Yeah, it's gonna come up because some people ask a really good question about that too.
That was good. Juicy, please. _ please.
Yes. E la domanda è, ti prende mai in giro nel senso buono quando stai girando un video?
No, actually, I think this is such a brilliant question because I think as a partner, you need to have an absurd level of support for the other counterpart. You know, and so, you know, I always say crazies attract other crazies, right? And, you know, I jokingly say that because I think we create content in different ways, right? And we create content for different audiences. But if anything, I'm trying to cheer her on. I'm trying to be the best cheerleader I can, you know, when you're creating content. And, you know, the whole idea of even making fun of someone or even criticizing them for having a creative outlet, let's just be real. You're never going to get criticized by other creators or other people that are in the game. Yes. You're only going to get criticized by people that are not creating in this context.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. Jay's been always, always super supportive and never down me. Down me even when I had like 100 people watching me.
_ Man, okay. you guys like the underscores, huh?
I know. Well, by Instagram, there's a lot of like people, right? Unless you put your surname. Oh my God, I lost it.
Oh no.
Oh my God, okay. I lost it.
There's a lot of questions. Are you gonna show them a screenshot or something?
Okay, cosa ti ha colpito da subito di Francesca? First. I guess whatever came to mind, but I guess personality too, if you want to.
The red dress.
The red dress?
Yeah, the red dress.
I was not wearing a red dress the first time we met.
No, that's correct. You were not wearing the red dress. But I was having I was inviting everybody over to my place. And you had the red dress.
I have a red dress. I have a picture of the first night.
No, there was a red dress. I have the picture in my mind.
Do you want to change it?
Okay, one of the first times we hung out, the top two.
All right, cool.
There was a red dress. I'm convinced. I have a photo. We were in the club with a red dress. There was a red dress. Okay, but that's what first came to mind.
Okay. I know what you mean. You meant that the first time we went clubbing together, and I think it was like second, third time that our group of friends went out. The first time we went clubbing together in China, in Shanghai, I was wearing this like red dress. It was not a dress, it was like a top type of thing. And I had a lipstick too.
Right.
And I have a picture and I'm gonna insert it here, and we were young and probably we were drunk, so.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the first thing I noticed, but then the first thing, like that's the first thing that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I probably noticed was that Francesca talks a lot.
I talk a lot?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You talk a lot.
Well, that's good. Like, this is what I mean by crazies attract other crazies, right? It might not be someone's cup of tea, but I just remember thinking, oh, you know, she's got some social skills, you know? Like, I mean in good communicate. I don't mean, like, overly taught. You know how some people are just, like, you meet them at an event, and they're just like, oh, let me tell you about this. Oh, let me tell you about this.
Yeah.
Not like that. Not like that, but, like, smart social networking.
Mm.
I respect that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so...
What about me?
Oh, what I thought about you.
Yeah.
So the first thing I thought about Jay, when I first met him, I thought he had like great personality. Like, I don't know, because like it's something that like you just feel, because I didn't know him, but the way we interact the first time, I was with my roommate and we met in the laundry room, and it was kind of like weird. I felt like a lot of energy, which now that like we date for so long and we're stay together since so long, I can tell that I was right, but that's what I felt the first thing. I was like, wow, this guy has a lot of energy, and he does, like, still to the day. But a funny question is, because okay, this is like a question that is related to what we're talking now.
Okay.
And it's actually so funny that you brought it up.
Okay.
Okay.
This question is from Sami Mondini.
Okay. So, the question is, vorrei sapere la sua versione dell'invito anticipato che ti fece in camera sua in Cina. Tattica. Here, I need to give you a backstory. Oh. In my first Q&A that I've done, if you guys haven't watched that, I'll put it there. But I kind of like told the story how we met, kind of like, oh, we met in China and blah, 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 right? And then I said that the first night that we went together, you were like, come to my room at 7:30. And I came and I was so in time.
Mm-hmm. Very
right?
timely.
But then like everyone came in late, like an hour and a half later.
Right. I invited everybody over to my place for like a room warming slash let's gather in one place.
Yeah, let's gather together
and then we'll go together. Yeah.
But I came so on time because you said that time, and I'm a person that if you tell come for 7, I'm like there at 7:01. But then everyone show up late.
Right.
But then people are like, it was this your tactic, or
it
people
was a
being
really,
late.
Really, very strategic tactic deployed from Francesca's joking. No. You were okay. I remember you were very timely.
Oh, it's really timely.
And I remember at that time in China, I was trying to figure out what good wines were and what bad wines were.
Yeah.
And what I didn't know was that it didn't really matter what I picked; they were all bad wines.
Yeah, in China,
no,
it's really
no offense,
bad.
No offense. Yeah. You got to really like go deep to find it. I was not. It was like 1 week in. I was like 48 hours in.
Yeah.
So whatever I picked was really bad, right? So we're sitting there drinking really bad wine.
Yeah.
Listening on my 2009 Toshiba laptop, giant, listening to
my
iTunes.
So heavy.
And
But it was not a tactic. Our group of friends was so in late in general, and after that we learned it, but it was not a tactic. Even though it could have like been a really smart tactic.
I never thought it was a tactic.
I know, but like that's what people are saying. Like people, when I told the story, people are like, I think he planned ahead because he thought that you were already maybe beautiful or cute. I don't know.
Simone_DeVito00.
Okay, quindi Simone ci chiede chi è più geloso tra i due. I'm not. Well, it's not like I am jealous or anything. Like we're not jealous. Like it's not like. Oh, like if someone look at you, or like you can look someone. Like if I see a hot guy, why I'm not allowed to look at him, right?
Like Adam Levine.
Yeah, kind of like Adam Levine. Put a picture here. Insert.
I should have filmed you yelling at the TV.
It was so hot. But no, there is no reason why to be jealous. And I think like, okay, maybe when I was younger, when I was like a teenager, I think I was jealous.
Mm.
But I feel like it's kind of like a young type of person kind of right. like approach. Because like when you're getting older, you kind of like, you mature, right? Mm-hmm. And so like, there is no point. Like what we are choosing every day to stay together. Mm. So what is the point of me being jealous, right?
The earlier point of over-communication.
Yeah.
So if you over-communicate, you kind of know where you stand with the other person at all times, mm-hmm. right? And so jealousy, there's no real point of it existing or for you to give energy to it because it's really inefficient.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Sada underscore Zucker. Is there, I'm going to celebrate whoever doesn't do an underscore. Mm-hmm. We're going to celebrate the person.
Okay, Sara chiede, chi è che fa le pulizie? Clean the place. Okay, you can answer that.
We both are really bad in this department.
Yes, so then we hire someone.
So, yeah, okay, so for context, we have a belief that
time
is the biggest asset of our lives, right? And we really appreciate the fact that
you're
you guys are watching.
Some time
and you're
with
spending
us.
Some time with us.
For like knowing each other and we're spending time because we will be in the comment section answering. And
so that's how relationships are built, right? Yeah. That's how anything is built, right? You want to build a business, you want to build a whatever, like time, right?
Yes.
Time investment. And I think you get to a point where you have to choose what it is that you want to invest your time on, right? People that you want to invest in, books that you want to invest in, courses that you want, what do you want to choose? So when it comes to cleaning, to be honest, it's not on the priority list of things that we must do. So therefore, if you can't allocate time, mostly the other alternative to this is you allocate money, right? And so we are lucky and grateful to be
that
in a position.
That we can afford to pay someone. Every 2 weeks, a person come to our place and just like clean it up and like does the deep cleaning. Of course, like we clean, like let's say like we vacuum or like we like make the bed and clean the dishes. I cook and Jay clean the dishes. That's kind of like our decision. So like the first time that we start, like the first time that we live together, we kind of like sit down and we're like, again, communication is so important because if you don't talk from the beginning, then you will be upset in the years to come. Mm. So then like we talk and I was like, I'm okay to cook because I like the way I cook and I want to cook Italian meals. Mm. So you're okay because you eat everything, but it's not fair that I cook and I clean because it's not like, oh, because I'm a woman.
Right.
I'm busy too with my business and like with my work in general, right? So. Yeah. So we were like, I cook and he clean the dishes. And so we decided that. And from 3 years, it's like...
It's working.
It's working.
Yeah.
It is working. But yes, we just do the basic. But then we're lucky enough that we can actually hire someone that comes to my place, to our place and clean. And we think that's a better way for us to spend time, because that time while she clean, we can do some errands or like we can just spend time together, me and him outside, or like, you know, there is a lot of things that you can do when like someone is coming clean your place instead of you cleaning the place being tired. Of course, there is nothing wrong if you clean the place, if you clean your own place. It's just like our decision of time management and what we allocate our money into it. It's underscore again.
These underscores, man. You see, you wouldn't have known this, right?
Yeah.
Unless we were reading names. So, underscore Renee SME.
Okay, la domanda è importante rimanere indipendenti in una relazione.
Ladies first, I'm curious, actually.
Okay, so I do think, like, whatever relationship you're going into it, like, be an independent person with independent, like, hobby and like passion and just everything. Like independency is so important. It's not because I'm staying with him that like, oh, now we're like together. I'm 100 and he's 100 and together we make 1,000. It's not like I'm 50 and 50 and together we do 100. Like there's not this thing about like completing each other. I do think that like Disney made this thing wrong, or like, oh, you're like the other half of me, or like everything, right? Like I'm independent human with my thoughts and everything and all the beliefs that I have and all my passion, hobby and everything, right? And you are your own person. Together we make a great team because like we're too strong independent person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think it's really good. And I think this question, honestly, we can make a two-hour class about beliefs and like what's right and what's wrong. And but I think like if
and
I
maybe like if you guys like this Q&A, or if you guys like more going deep through like kind of like relationship type of like topic. We're not an expert, we're just like sharing our opinion and like, of course, like anything. But if you guys like it, maybe we can make this a series on the channel. Maybe once a month we come here and we hang out and you guys can give us some more questions and like some more like topic that you guys would like to talk. But honestly, already from this question, we probably can make like 10 videos about every topic, because they're so broad, they're so wide. And here we're just like, you know, trying to like be concise. And
I think that'd be good. That'd be good. So I think if we, that question, it's a really powerful question.
Yeah.
And it could be like, to summarize it without going hyper deep, right? Are you, before you enter into a relationship, you're actually in a relationship with yourself.
Yes.
Right? And so you're actually always in a relationship with yourself. And so the question is, what, not whether two people should be independent or what are your thoughts around it, is that are you showing love to who you are first? And foremost, right? And only then can you be in a position to show and give love and to be overflowing to the other person as well.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, there, when arguments and friction, when all these things, like when they come into play, it's because a lot of times you didn't take care of yourself. Maybe you didn't get good enough sleep. Maybe you've had a really bad day, right? Maybe you're really emotional. Yeah. Right? Maybe something bad happened to you, right? And then you're coming home and you're bringing that type of energy in. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm really trying to say is that, are you having that relationship with yourself? And I think we both have that belief of like, hey, we're in a relationship with ourselves
first,
okay?
And then
we could show up in the relationship the way that we want to show up.
Yes.
We could show up, she could show up on this YouTube channel the way she wants to show up to you, right? But it's because she's in a relationship with her first, right? And that's without getting into like, you know, being independent and skills that come with that.
In the life, kind of like actual like skill and being independent as a normal human.
Yeah.
This is that's another different topic that we're not gonna touch, but as it, as this, and as you were talking, I was talking about the book, Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yeah.
the Mastery of Love.
Oh.
And the fridge analogy.
Comment down below if you know the fridge.
They know because I talk about this metaphor, like this book, and I know you guys have like bought it because I feel it helped a lot in the relationship in general, but just as a human in general.
Marie Lena Mazzone, no underscore.
Yeah! Okay, so la domanda è: andate sempre d'accordo su tutto?
This is so easy. No.
We do, argue and we do things differently, so, because it's not possible.
Yeah, like, so you're two individual people, right? And then you take into account, you grew up in two different countries with two different sets of beliefs and context.
Culture.
Culture. The way Italy is way different. It's not good or bad, it's just different than how Canada is, right? And Canada is not good or bad, it's different than how you would culturally grow up in Italy. Right? School system that we went through, a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit different, right? Values in terms of North American culture and Canadian culture versus maybe in Europe, right?
What we value the most is different.
And what you guys value, right?
So
maybe from
different.
A religious context as well. So, like, of course, I think we share similar values.
It's important with your partner to share the core value.
Mm.
So, like, let's say, like, if you like to travel, this is really basic. I'm not saying that these are like core value, because again, that's another topic. Mm. But like, if you like to travel and your partner is scared of going on a plane, maybe it should not be the partner for you, right?
Mm.
Because like, you guys need to have something that like is the base of the relationship. Like, what do I believe and I stand for? And then you talk with your partner and he told you what he believes in.
Yeah.
And those beliefs have to be like quite similar, because like, there is no way that you're building anything if the fundamental of the same. It's not solid. And like the core value are the fundamentals, kind of like a building. If you think that having a relationship is always say, I love you, everything is perfect, or everything is fine, we never argue, blah, 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 and all those things that like, unfortunately, social media like picture, where you just see a profile of like a couple on Instagram and they look just the happiest people on planet Earth. I'm telling you, that's not real, that's fake. And you should not aspire to that, because that thing does not exist. Argument exists, but the difference between a couple working out things and a couple don't working out thing and then decide to separate is the couple that decide to work out problem is communicating and is committed to that person and is committed to the fact that we are gonna solve the problem together. Because let me tell you, there's gonna be a day that you fucking hate the person that you're staying with, that you're just so upset, but then you need to be like, I decide to be with that person and to make it work.
I think it's a lot of times like building a business, you know? It's sexy. So many people probably watching this, or so many people internally, they go, one day I would love to have the freedom to run my own business. Okay. One day I would love to be a millionaire, maybe even a billionaire, right? And people are like, yes, I love it. And then you go on Instagram or you see on, you know, the top magazines, people with private jets and,
Ferrari.
You know, Ferraris and this watch that costs, you know, a
so
quarter million dollars.
Yeah.
And, but you have to understand that to get there, to even achieve any of those things, you're gonna have to go through a lot of days. And let me tell you, weeks, months, years, maybe even decades. Most of the time, decades, a lifetime of hard work, of consistency, of commitment, of growing. Like, there's so many little things.
Yeah.
You're not going to be happy most of those days.
And
in fact, those are going to be more bad days than good days.
Day. That's
right?
That's not what they were saying, like, being in a relationship,
right.
You will have bad days. But you will have bad days. You will not only have bad day, you will have great day, you will have great adventure with your partner, you will have great time, but there's gonna be bad day too. And in those bad day, you need to be strong and you need to be committed to the person that you guys are kind of like made for each other, and be like, I choose this person to be my partner for life. And that's it. Even in a bad day when I don't want to talk with him, because trust me, there are those days, it's normal. Like, we're not living in perfection here, right?
No.
But you need to be committed and like just be, I'm okay and we're gonna go through this.
Piera 89. No underscore! Yeah!
Okay, quale usanza italiana trovi più assurda o strana? I cannot find the person. I will find out, I will put the screenshot here, but I remember that I read it and the question was like, what it was one thing that when you guys got together, you found that was so weird because it was a kind of like a thing, like a tradition of Francesca Bra from like Italian culture.
Okay.
I know the answer, but I want to see if it's the same because...
Okay, so this was a little hard because a bunch of things like came to my mind in terms of like Italian culture and like what's different. But I think the biggest one has to do with time with family. Has to do with people coming together and eating. And this is from my personal side of things and growing up in an Asian culture. I'm not saying all Asians, and I'm not saying all Asian culture is like this, but the way that I grew up, the way that we were spending time with our family, we valued it. You know, it was amazing to be able to do that, but we didn't have necessarily that need to, let's say, for example, every Sunday, right? And I don't know if this is like a general
Italian
generalization
thing?
Of
maybe
an
it's
Italian
like my family
thing. Yeah,
where, like,
that,
we
that
hang
could,
out a lot.
Right. But I'm just saying, I think Italian families, just they care more about the family aspect of things, of your grandma, your grandpa, of your uncles, your aunts.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have that growing up. I know other families that are non-Chinese and non-Italian, they have very close relationships with their parents. But me, personally speaking, I didn't, right? And it doesn't mean that I didn't love them any more or any less, but it just, like, that
it
wasn't weird, but it was different, right? It was noticeably different because if you know that every Sunday, for example, let me give you, like, if you know every Sunday that you need to be somewhere, it doesn't matter, church, eating a meal with X amount of people, right? That changes how you operate on that day. It doesn't need to be Sunday. It just changes the way that you think about your own time, right? And so I think for me, that probably the thing that came to mind.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think so.
What were you gonna say?
My thing is kind of related, but I remember when we first moved in together, I was like, Jay, if we are, let's say, in the same house together that day, and I'm cooking, we are stopping whatever we're doing, and we are eating together.
That's a good one.
Because my family built the relationship that we have through our meals. So it's like, everyone is busy, but at 8 p.m., all the family is there, me, my brothers, of course, just like close family. So like your parents or like your brother and sister, and you sit. And even if you don't say nothing, but like for 5-10 minutes, no phone, nothing. You just talk about what's going on in the day or like what happened, blah, blah, blah. And I remember like the first like time Jay was like, what do you mean? What about if I have a meeting? Or like, what about if I have a call? I can eat later, I can eat by myself, or whatever. I don't care if the food like get cold, and I was like, no, for me this is so important. It's kind of like a core value, because if we decide to have a family one day, whenever we have a children, I want the children to be like, it's time to eat and it's time to stay with the parents and have that. So I feel that was for you the hardest thing to kind of like be like, okay, so I need to, like, now it doesn't normally, I don't feel, but at the beginning, I feel like it was harder for you to kind of like wrap your head around.
You know, this, our next question is
and
from,
last
question is from Carlotta K.
Yeah, Carlotta chiede, ciao Carlotta, perché io in realtà la conosco Carlotta di persona, che figata, no, I lost the question. Figata il meeting mensile, geniale per fare squadra, di cose parlate oltre a impegni e lavoro. Like, to me, the main reason why I feel it's important to do this monthly meeting is because in the day-to-day life, we're so busy with my problem. I have my problem with my job, with like my stuff, and he has his own problem with like his business, right? And like, we lose sight of why we're doing all this daily thing, day by day, because you're so busy that day. I'm like so busy on doing this thing. I'm kind of like forgetting why and what is my end goal. What is the reason why I'm doing all of this that I'm doing now? Why I'm not going out maybe like this weekend because I have to work in the weekend. But like why I'm deciding to do that. With the monthly meeting, I feel like it helped me. Yeah. But like to me, it helped me to be like, okay, this is the end goal and the reason why we are taking this decision and why we are working day by day on something. Because I, again, we're so busy in the day life. Our day is like, it's just so filled with things. And like, I would love to be like, oh, I'm thinking that like, oh, I'm doing this because of this, but sometimes I forget it.
Yeah.
And the monthly meeting put me kind of like in place of being like, oh, this is the reason why. This is what we need to achieve in like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, right? And the fact that you kind of like chunk the time in more like, kind of like doable project, like, oh, I just need to do this month. Like it's something that is like, is achievable. But instead, if you just do like an annual meeting, like you're kind of like dreaming, right? But like dreaming and take action is two different things. Like you got to take action, and the monthly meeting is a great way for us to take action on the thing that we want to work on, because they're more tangible and it's just like, okay, we can do it, because it's just this. And like the other day, we were just looking at each other. We're like, oh my God, we just need to do this. Like it's not that complicated. And funny enough, I feel I can better express myself on this topic in English than in Italian. For tease and like the kind of like the concept, I can explain better in English. Because I feel in Italian I would get lost in like my thoughts and maybe like I would not be able to explain like really good. But in English, even maybe my English is not perfect, because here, like, I'm not saying that my English is perfect, but I'm just saying like the, these topics and all this topic, they're like personal development and like, you know, I feel like I'm better not in my language because we talk in English and like that's what I learned. Like all this I've learned in this 4 years being in Canada, all of this, which I feel like I grow a lot. Like I was a different person, not in a bad way or in a good way. I just learned so much here. And all of this thing and all this knowledge that I got in these years You know, it's because I came here and I stayed with Jay and I met with Jay, so for sure. Like, Jay's a big part of kind of like the person that I am today.
Aww.
Aww, Frenchie.
Let's just zoom in.
That is true.
Well, absolutely love that. And one thing I'll add is that there's a concept that I learned a long time ago from one of my mentors, and it's the concept of the gap. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the gap is really simple because we've talked about it from time to time, which is a lot of times when people set goals,
yes,
right? Or New Year's resolutions, or when you say, hey, where do you see yourself in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, what they do is they look out, right? So imagine we're at the bottom of a mountain, okay? And your goal, your vision, whatever it is that you want to do, make millions, billions, you know, private jet, whatever, your goal is to reach the top of the mountain.
Yes.
Right? And so you set the goal, everyone's excited, right? New Year's resolution. Everyone's pumped. And
everyone wants to lose weight.
Yeah, everyone wants to lose weight.
Like,
they want to 10x their business. So then what do? You start walking the little trail that starts going up to the first stage of the mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be snow. There's going to be rain. There's going to be days that an animal is chasing you, right? Like, it's just chaotic. You know what I mean? To get to the top of the mountain.
Yes.
And I think during the journey, mm-hmm, what we forget a lot of the times is that, let's say we're doing it a month, 2 months, 3 months. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we look up and maybe we're halfway there, I don't know, for the mountain. But we see, a lot of times we see the top and we go, oh, we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a millionaire,
yes,
yet. I'm not the New York bestseller. I don't have my book. I don't have my business. I don't have my thing that I said I was gonna do. I'm a failure. Because I set this as the goal.
Yes.
I set this as the New Year's resolution. I wrote it down. They told me to write it down, so I wrote it down,
yeah,
right? And I'm not there. And what we do is we forget to look back. And we forget to say, oh my God, a year ago,
yeah,
I was at the bottom of the mountain.
Yes.
4 years ago, I was over
even
here.
Even like lower.
Right, yeah, like I didn't even know this mountain existed.
I was not even in the game.
Right. The question, like the monthly meeting, the purpose of it is, yes, we want to create more structure, more tangible goals, actionable, what are we doing? But a big part of it is also looking back and saying, where were we 3 months ago? Where were we 6 months ago? What have we learned? How much progress have we made?
Yeah, it's kind of like you need to acknowledge, even like if it's a small step, is a step toward the end game thing. And this will be the last thing because I know that we've been talking forever, but I feel we can talk forever about this topic. And like,
yeah,
honestly, like, I don't know, maybe we're gonna make a pot. I don't know. There's a lot of ideas, but I really want to know what you guys think and if you guys want to make this more like a monthly kind of like thing, if you guys would like it.
Mm.
I don't know. But on correlated to this topic is like, you guys see the exterior thing. Like, when you guys see a person that has made it in this world, which is like the social media world, you don't know all the steps that take that person to arrive there. All the hour working, all the reason. Like, there are just few people that maybe can think that they're like there and they haven't done anything. They're just there because of whatever, right? Luck. But 99.9% of the people that you see and you think they're famous and you think they are the life that you want to have is because they work their butt off.
Mm.
Maybe right now they're not doing as much because they've done it 10 years,
mm-hmm,
and now you're just seeing the result. The result is always great. The result is shiny. The going to the Maldives like in January and then going there and then doing this, like, it's great. Who doesn't want to do that? You don't know what is there is behind like one person, like, because let's say even like if we put ourselves out here and like you are seeing this video right now and you think you're assuming something about us, right? You're maybe like thinking, oh, these people are, or these people are like doing this, right? But you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know maybe 1% or 2% of the people that we are and like of what we do, because it's not possible to share everything.
Yeah.
I don't have like, I'm not in a reality TV show where 24 hours there is a camera following me, right? So.
There's a new idea.
No.
Reality TV show.
No, please.
Jay and French.
Oh my God, no, please.
You wake up with a camera like
oh
this.
Oh my God. How to ruin a relationship,
yeah.
2.0. So acknowledge every step you do toward your goal, toward your dream, toward your anything in life. It doesn't have to be business. It can be like physically, it can be like mentally, like it can be like, oh, whatever, like your dream, like destination, or like everything in life has a meaning and everything is important, not because it's only business is important. Like, right. There is other aspect in life that are important, right?
Right, right,
Jamie,
totally.
I work all day,
not
every day, and
business.
I was
business.
No,
right.
Business.
Right. Progress over perfection.
Always.
We talk about it all the time.
Always.
Choose progress over perfection.
And
keep
with
moving.
This, we're gonna stop.
Yeah, keep moving.
This is it. We're done for now, and I know that like this video probably is gonna be so long, mm-hmm. but I swear we maybe answer to 10 questions of like the hundreds of questions that we got. So if you guys want to make this like a series or like every month or like, you know, every like maybe 2 months or something, just let us know so we know what you want to see. I hope you enjoy this. I hope you got some value, and I am extremely grateful for you and the time that you decide to spend with us. As again, you may now know how much we value time, so we really appreciate you being here. So we're done for now, and we're gonna see you in the next one. Ciao ragazzi.
Ciao ragazze.
E ragazzi. Because
ragazzi.
There is even boys here.
Oh, there's men.
There's men.
To my men in the house.
Ciao ragazzi. Ciao ragazzi. Mwah.